I was an Irishman singing a song. If that caused offence, I'm sorry. That's what John Delaney said after a YouTube clip emerged of him singing a Republican song in a Dublin pub. Well, Jim Boyce, who is vice president of FIFA, said the FAI chief executive and his friend, by the way, he calls the man his friend, said it was an act of stupidity. And Jim Boyce told us earlier when he spoke to us why he'd said that.
I've known John a very long time, and as I say, we've been away together on many occasions. We've shared dinners together. We've shared "Then It's a Good Evening" together. Now, let me say to you that I was shocked.
Have you shared sing songs together, Jim?
Sorry?
Have you shared sing songs together?
No, we certainly have never. I don't think we've shared sing songs together. And Anya, I have to say to you, I'm sure John Delaney, sitting today, regrets very much what he actually did. I mean, I'm someone who, I was injured in the in a very bad bomb explosion on my second wedding anniversary. I have always consistently condemned any form of bigotry or sectarianism. It didn't change me as a person because I have no time for it. But I certainly don't honestly agree with people glorifying people who, you know, were involved in many, many years. No matter what side it comes from, and I want to make that clear. I would say exactly the same if this had come from the loyalist side. I just have no time glorifying people who murdered many, many innocent people. And I'm sure John himself, when he's sitting reflecting on it today, would, I know he's already apologised, and I'm glad to hear that he's done that. But yes, I've known John for many years.
You say you're totally shocked and saddened that somebody you'd known for so long should get involved in such stupidity. Stupidity is a pretty strong word, isn't it? Why did you use
it
that?
Is. Well, I saw this. I was asked to take a view of the video, and I watched the video. And can I say to you, John is in a very, very responsible position. I know he's very highly thought of. He's chief executive of the Football Association of Ireland. And I think when people are in those positions, they have to be careful, I think, what they do, especially in public. Now, as I said to you, we all make mistakes. I think John has made a big mistake in this particular instance. And as I say, he has apologised for it. And quite honestly, I think that apology should be accepted. But I think he has to reflect on, I thought, yes, stupidity was a word he used.
His statements,
I certainly wouldn't have done it.
As you clearly, and his statement, John Delaney's statement says, I was an Irish man singing an Irish song in private company. If the song has caused any offence, of course I'm sorry. Does that go far enough for you?
Yeah, I think from my point of view, I've known John and he has said that, but there's Irish songs. Look, I'm quite happy to sing an Irish song, and I want to make that clear. I have many, many, many friends in the Republic of Ireland. My wife and I come down very often. In fact, we were down just a couple of weeks ago staying in the Marker going to see Leo. So I have no problem whatsoever with people singing Irish songs. I just do not agree with people singing songs glorifying murderers. And I'm sorry, that's the way it, and should it have come on the loyalist side of the community, I would condemn that inequality.
FIFA Vice President Jim Boyce speaking to us from Zurich earlier this morning.